Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners, and we urge you to become partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. See you next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and the illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Todd Peterson, and we're going to be talking about his book, Owned. Hi, Todd. How are we doing tonight?
Doing fantastic. Good to be with you.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, about the book that you've written. Fascinating book. It's a novel. I don't usually read novels, but I wanted to read this one because we were going to be interviewing Todd. And when I got into the book, I had a hard time putting it down. And this is really your first opportunity or your first experience of writing a novel, isn't it? Have you written novels before?
I have not. I'm using fiction as a vehicle the way others have, and I have written other non-fictional pieces before. I am a scientist by training. I have a master's degree in molecular genetics from Wake Forest University. I was 2 years into a PhD when I realized that I wanted to be into the business side of science and healthcare, and I remain there to this day. But as a citizen, I'm appalled at what I see day after day as secular progressives dismantle the foundations of what made Western civilization great, free enterprise, Judeo-Christian values. So I began to consume a lot of news stories. I began to connect the dots. So Owned is a story of how we got to where we are today. Maybe the evil that drives the left in this case, but I think that the larger arc of the book is the fact that there are really only two kingdoms, one of light, as represented by God and Jesus Christ in the Bible, revealed to us in His Word, and that the ancient evil, Satan himself, present at the fall of mankind in the Garden of Eden, a very real and present spiritual force seen today, in fact, seen through history. And so what I wanted to do is use fiction to weave historical fact into a hopefully a compelling story that maybe somebody who has not spent as much time as I have digesting news stories and history might be able to pick this book up as a primer and begin to see what's going on in our society today.
And I think, of course, the point that is well made, this whole story is certainly written against the backdrop of Agenda 21. The idea, of course, that we have this environmental crisis, and because of this environmental crisis, we've got to expand the power of government over every aspect of our lives. And, of course, this environmental crisis is phony. People keep saying, oh, my goodness, you know, certainly burning carbon fuels, why this is increasing the CO2. Has anybody told you how much the CO2 is increased? Certainly, what percentage of the atmosphere is CO2? Is it 1%, 10%, a tenth of a percent? No, basically, the CO2 content is about 0.04% of the atmosphere, and it's gone from about 0.03% to 0.04% of the atmosphere, and that's all there is. It doesn't matter how ridiculous something is, though. When you control the media, you can convince the people of anything. And, of course, basically, Agenda 21 is the Agenda 20 for the 21st century. We are going to control every aspect of society to prevent global warming from destroying civilization. Well, but of course, we have global cooling. Oh, well, don't confuse me with facts. Everybody, it doesn't matter that we have global cooling now. They talk about climate change. And the reason it's bringing about a climate change is the CO2 emissions, and the global warming is bringing about global cooling. And everybody knows that. And if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. The book Owned is fascinating reading. We'll be back in a moment with Todd. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Todd is simply talking about the fact that they are using this this threat of environmentalism to justify regulating every aspect of our society. And, of course, basically here just recently, why isn't he one of the founders of this whole green movement has come forward and said this whole thing is a scam? It is being used to justify expanding power and control over the lives of the people, and it's being used by people who are not interested in freedom. They're interested in controlling freedom. And, of course, this is exactly what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Gore and the radical left are using the environmental movement. It's as phony as a $3 bill. And as Todd says, we want, certainly as evangelical Christians, we want clean air. And yet, of course, they're contaminating the air. They're spraying all the time. They're spraying aluminum and bromide and all sorts of things up there in the name of preventing global warming. warming. We want clean water, and yet, of course, they add suddenly fluoride to our water, you know, so to protect our teeth. We want clean food, and yet, of course, they're spraying our food with all sorts of deadly poisons and genetically modifying them, which is increasing infertility and the incidence of cancer. We certainly want the same things that any logical person would want, but the average individual doesn't understand there really are diabolical forces out there that are destroying civilization, that have a population control agenda. They've already killed several billion people, And how can I make that statement? Well, they've killed the 400, they've aborted 400 million children in China, but we never talk about the 400 million children they've aborted in India, the 400 million children they've aborted in Russia going back to the beginning of the last century. Why don't we ever talk about that? That's 1.2 billion children there. And then, of course, throughout the rest of the world, basically, they've already killed a couple of billion people. Go right ahead, Todd.
And I think you make a great point. I mean, it all seems a little arbitrary until you understand sort of the history of how these policies came into place. It's difficult maybe for the average member of society to sort of wrap your head around until you run into, you know, a very committed ICLEI group at a civic meeting in your town or your local government. Perhaps you're an individual, which I saw in the news the other day, who's being evicted from its personal property because of an eminent domain ruling, or when you notice that your child brings home some horrific book that's part of Common Core. I think that people know inherently that something's wrong. They're not so sure, like, what is the connection between all of this? And I think that there is a connection to all of it. I think it's very deliberate. So I wanted to write a fictional book to show how these things might actually come to pass. A look behind the scenes, if you will, with historical fact woven through. And I park all of these links, or many of them anyway, so that someone can read chapter by chapter. And go to my website, ivanliz.com, and dig into the history.
One more time, what is the website?
Sure. Website is ivanliz.com.
Ivanliz.com. Go ahead.
Right. Ivan is obviously one of the characters in the book, and it's a bit of a play on words, but there is a segment on the website that says dig into the history, and I encourage readers to go and to delve into what's going on. I would say, though, that I am primarily interested in understanding the spiritual choice before each man and woman alive today, namely that we need to choose who we're owned by or what we're owned by. So many people today are spiritual. They borrow a little here and there from sort of a hodgepodge or a buffet of world religions. They make out of that a modern spiritual view. So you take a little yoga, you take some meditation, you take some karma. And it's my contention that everybody has a worldview and everybody has a faith. But I think that we need to really consider the worldview and the faith of the leaders that we have in our society, because I think they are going in a very distinct direction, and I think it needs to be resisted by modern Christians today. Again, I state that there's really only two worldviews, in my opinion. It's God and the Judeo-Christian sense of the world, and Satan. And the Bible tells us that the devil masquerades as an angel of light, deceiving and lying to people to keep people from a faith in Jesus Christ. And I'm fascinated by this verse found in the first chapter of Colossians. It's verse 13, and it says that Jesus transferred us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So ownership is a key aspect, and I think the early Christians understood what they were up against. I think Western society today and modern society has sort of lost sight of the fact that we're involved in a very real spiritual battle. So while personal sin is paramount in any gospel presentation, it may not be the best starting point because morality today is seen as a relative issue. It's something that each individual sort of decides on their own. I think it's wrong, but it is the times in which we find ourselves. So the book is basically fleshing out how one of my characters, for example, is owned by the Nazi state. You know, he's a member of the Nazi a guard troop, if you will, at Ravensbrück. And then he is ordered to do certain things, because if he doesn't, he'll be shot on the spot. So he finds out that his political leadership has basically taken over his entire life. One man can no longer resist the state. And then he finds out that he's plagued and owned by his guilt for murdering two prisoners. So later in the book, I bring an environmental scientist who discovers that he also is being used to further somebody else's agenda. It's a small group of elites who want to see global governance brought about. They want to use global hoaxes, like you stated, the environmental issues, the green movement, to tax people, to regulate every aspect of life. And the environmental scientist, his name is Davis Young in the book, he discovers that he wanted to use their money to drive his career, but in the end, it's actually their agenda that is owning him. So I think that all of these characters ultimately discover that there's a spirituality that they're running up against. It's a dark, evil force that thread through history. And each one of the characters has to kind of get out of that. They do it by the liberating work of Jesus Christ. But I think it's something that each Christian should start to look at and say, wait a minute, why is it that every time I check into a hotel, there's a little flyer saying that I need to, not create so much laundry, right? I should reuse the towel. Why is it that every corporate website now has a green tab on it? Why is it that every TV show that I watch has green responsibility? Why is it that my kids, when they watch certain channels, are told that they have to do things this way, great for the environment? It's pervasive. It's in every aspect of our life. And I think that you can see some of the lineage of this movement when you look at things like the Club of Rome that it formed in 1968. And again, somewhat arbitrarily, as a group of academics and industrialists who wanted to discuss the challenges of unrestricted development, I guess my question is, what is that unrestricted challenge or the challenge of unrestricted development? It seemed to me that historically growth was guided by markets. There were gold standards that protected societies from runaway ravages of fiat currency and debt. But a group of very powerful men got together and decided that there needed to be some limits to growth. So they published a paper called The Limits of Growth in 1972. And it became almost like a founding document of some arbitrary crisis that had been invented. And so now the club describes themselves as a group of world citizens sharing a common concern for the future of humanity. So they have elected that they are the ones, the holders of truth, that are going to not be sovereign citizens of sovereign nation, but world citizens sharing a common concern for the future of humanity. Well, that sounds great unless you're on the other side of that argument. And you feel like we were doing just fine before they got together. One similar group was quoted as saying this, and this is chilling to me, but it says, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. I think that's deeply disturbing because it has so many connotations of population control, right? I mean, the Georgia Guidestones down in Georgia, erected by some anonymous group of folks that wanted to have, what is it, 500 million people as the maximum population.
Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. The book we're talking about is called Owned, O-W-N-E-D, Owned. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, the environmental movement is being contrived. Certainly there are environmental problems, and they're being produced by the people on the other side. On one hand, they're producing the problems. On the other hand, they say, we need the power to control the problems there because we're interested in you, and we don't want you living in a polluted world. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people who are polluting the world. world, and they're doing it intentionally so they can justify implementing their programs. And the real agenda is genocide, mass genocide. They're going to take us into a major war here, a major nuclear war. It's not a matter of if, but when. Why do you think that we're spreading suddenly the availability of nuclear weapons into the Muslim world? Why do you think we let the Pakistanis get the nuclear weapons, and they're, of course, giving them to the Saudis? Saudis actually probably already have them. The Jews have them. The Chinese have them. The Russians have them. And it's only going to be a matter of time before the Iranians and other people have the nuclear weapons. We're going to see hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people killed in the coming confrontation. And this is all being implemented by the people who believe in the population control agenda. Our guest is Todd Peterson. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and get your thoughts. The book, again, Owned, and we'll tell you how to get it.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800
800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Todd Pederson, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N-W, Todd Pederson. You can go to his website, W. Todd Pederson, and listen, you can get his book at Amazon. You can get his book through his ministry, and it's called Owned. Just like I own something, well, it's owned. And then you can go to his website, ivanlives.com. That's ivanlives, L-I-V-E-S.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, fine. There's an S on the end, ivanlives.com. And then, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Todd, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is a fascinating book, fascinating read. And of course, behind all of the discussion of the some of the environmental movement and certainly this conspiracy, this small group of people which rule the world, and there really is a small group of people that rule the world, and there are about 5,000 of them here in the United States, although probably only a few hundred are really at the top there, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. But basically, they interlock with similar people throughout the world. They want a world government. They want to dramatically reduce the number of people in the world. They're suddenly creating genetically modified foods. And what? They create infertility. They create cancer. They create all sorts of diseases. And yet you have a very hard time finding certainly corn or canola oil or so many of the other products that are genetically modified that are not toxic for you. And basically, of course, they want to expand the genetic modification. And you say, why would the government be allowing that sort of thing? Well, other governments don't. Other governments outlaw many of these genetically modified foods. And here in America, they won't even require that you can read on the label that they're genetically modified. Why? Because there's a conspiracy at the highest levels of our government to destroy the health of our people and suddenly destroy the fertility of our people. There really is this organized evil, and Torres Todd writes about this battle between good and evil. It's not imaginary. It's not theoretical. It's very real. It exists. There really are demonic forces in the world today, and I'm sure you've encountered them, haven't you, Todd?
I certainly have. I think any believing Christian who's committed is going to run into that, although I don't fear that. Like you mentioned not long ago, Malachi Martin is a fascinating study, and if people are not familiar with his work, they need to. I know you have interviews. They can find those on YouTube. But he said something that I think was really, really important. If you are owned by Jesus Christ, then you don't have anything to fear. And I think that is something that people really, really need to understand. Well, we mentioned earlier that there is a group of people, say in 1968, the Club of Rome, who gets together. You mentioned others, the Trilateral Commission, there's the Bilderbergs, there's Council on Foreign Relations. These are concentrations of power. And these people get together and they coordinate more than we would like. But there's something that happens when very powerful people get together, and then they create common enemies. So I read this quote about, an environmental group saying that what we needed was a common enemy to unite around. And what they did is they decided that, the destruction of the environment would be that common enemy. And then they decided to say that humankind was the one that was perpetrating this. But there's no evidence that mankind is actually causing any climate change. So I reject that premise, but the problem is that when you start to mix political agendas with spirituality, which we've seen down through history, very, very dangerous things are possible, and usually genocide follows, I might add. But there is this person called Alice Bailey, and I was saying that she was a cultist, daughter of a missionary, and when she was in California, as you know, she received a communication from what she called was an ascended master. And these are people who are believed to have been individuals who lived in physical bodies but acquired, and I put in quotations, wisdom and mastery needed to become immortal and free of the cycles of re-embodiment and karma. and they have attained their ascension. So they would say that these entities, I might call them demonic, but they would call them ascended masters who sort of figured everything out. But this lady started channeling information from these ascended masters and collected over 20 volumes of work. And those volumes of work are now institutionalized through her publishing company in the UN. And this is now the dominant spirituality that we see at the very highest levels of the UN and indeed around Western world.
I don't think it's vitally important that you understand there really are people out there, key people working at the highest levels of our government, who are deeply involved in this world occult movement. They've infiltrated our military, our banking system, and they're working in our corporations, they're working in the media. In fact, they dominate the media. They're working in education, they're working in our foundations, they're even working in our churches. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that miracle juice really is a miracle. Miracle juice products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Todd uses the book, and it's an excellent book, a wonderful story, a real adventure story that will hold your attention. But woven through this is, of course, the recurrent Christian message. And he starts out the book really talking about some event that occurred just suddenly, shortly after Christ had born, during the early years of the Roman society, Greek society, where, of course, he has this one spiritual battle, which is not imaginary but very real. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the one of the underlying themes of the book is that there is a spiritual battle that's going on, and it really is a spiritual battle. There really are spiritual forces aligned against Christianity, and there are. They're working at our schools. They're working at the highest levels of our government. They're working right in the White House. They have an intense hatred of Christianity, and the reason we're losing is because they've infiltrated our churches, both Catholic and Protestant, at the highest levels. But you go right ahead, Todd.
Yeah, a couple of different threads, and that's the beauty of fiction, is that you can take several sort of parallel stories and bring them all together. So there is a story, like you mentioned, of an ancient pagan priest who discovers Christianity by seeing that the followers of the way, the new Christians, are peaceful. Their God doesn't demand blood and chaos and carnality, but rather mercy and kindness. And to rescue infants, not to dash them on rocks, not infanticide, but actually to, you know, allow these children to live. These are very modern themes. I mean, you know, you mentioned China earlier, their one-child policy. I mean, that's ripped out of the old ancient text here, where you know we have the state telling people how many children. That's not the will of God. By any means. And of course, now we've got abortion legalized. And the sort of the scourge on our society is that we've accumulated so many deaths through that policy. But there's something, you know, and you know, as a physician, that when an animal virus crosses the animal-human barrier, very bad things happen. I was talking about Alice Bailey, and her original a publishing company was called Lucifer Publishing Company, and now it's the Lucius Trust, but it's been institutionalized into the United Nations as a non-governmental organization. And it's important to see this, because now what we've done is we've merged a spirituality, you know, that this thought of ascended masters and Hinduism and karma and reincarnation cycles. This is all now rolled up into what the New Age movement is. But basically, Alice Bailey was teaching that there would be one day a world spiritual teacher who would soon appear, and she was kind of discipling people to prepare the way for his imminent appearance. Today, there's an increasing expectancy regarding the return of this world teacher among those adherents of her teaching. The coming one who will return to lead humanity into a new age and into a heightened consciousness. So basically what we have are a collection of people who are saying, hey, we need to unify around, you know, great common themes. And they've taken the environment as the vehicle maybe to do that with. So then in 1992, the UN convened the Earth Summit, which really kind of began this mainstreaming of the green movement into all of our lives. The genesis of this was that there were 172 governments participating in this conference. 116 heads of state were there. So it's sort of like the green movement reached its climax, or I guess it's, that the initial inertia to sort of spring into the global dialect, if you will. Out of this meeting, we got great things like the Kyoto Protocol. I say that sarcastically, which basically places limits on carbon emission for industrialized nations while doing nothing for third world polluters. So this is a grand redistribution scheme. So in any case, we also got Agenda 21, which you mentioned earlier. And this is basically a framework to go into every level of government, from the highest levels to the smallest local levels, and begin to put in place regulations and basically erode sovereignty and cause all of us to kind of live up to some arbitrary global standard for how we will develop towns, waterways, natural areas. All of this is now basically a centralized control mechanism.
And that's what it's really all about. This whole environmental movement is to justify a establishment of a worldwide control or fascist society. Well, right now, let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Durham, Michigan, and he's been waiting patiently on the line here. I don't mean to interrupt you, Todd, but Bruce, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah. I wonder if Todd has ever read C.S. Lewis and what he thinks of him. Did he do a good job for the Lord, or did he perhaps introduce occultic themes like Tolkien did? I really enjoyed a particular trilogy by Lewis involving Earth, Venus, and Mars, and the one that had to do with Earth was called That Hideous Strength, going back to a quote about the Tower of Babel. It showed this tremendous struggle going on at an English university back in the 40s, it must have been, between secularists and scientists and the traditional, kind of liberal arts historians who were Christians. What do you think of C.S. Lewis?
C.S. Lewis, and Dr. Stan, forgive me, but I'm having trouble hearing the
The question is, what do you think of C.S. Lewis? Was he really a Christian, or was he simply posing as a Christian to introduce occultic ideas into the Christian faith?
I would have to say that I think C.S. Lewis was definitely a Christian. And I don't know. I mean, it's really easy to kind of say, well, I can see occultic practices here or there. We can go on the switch hunt. There's plenty of that out there. I think, though, that on balance, C.S. Lewis's works have done more to advance the kingdom of Jesus than the opposite. So I would probably say that he was a master of using allegory to communicate. Now, he started off as an atheist, as we know.
And I think he started out really going into the occult. And basically, I share Todd's concern that initially a lot of his writings really did have a strong occult tendency, but I think Todd, as he grew older, he began to realize, of course, the importance of Christianity. And although you're right about Tolkien, basically, he did certainly use his religion to push the occult themes. I don't think that this was Lewis's view. As he grew old, at least that's my impression. What are yours, Todd? Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, here I guess is the larger point. So your caller is very attuned to buzzwords, right? To find what is occultic and what isn't. And I think that's fantastic. That should be applauded. So I think we should all be truth seekers, right? I think that maybe the caller is probably in a minority, sadly, that the greater body of Christ today is not really well-adjusted to spotting some of these things. So they simply consume what's given to them on the TV, and they consume what's given to them in marketing campaigns without being able to discern worldview. So, you know, what are we going to win if we decide that C.S. Lewis had this worldview or, you know, Tolkien had that? I think on balance, these were guys that really understood the gospel message. And from an orthodoxy standpoint, later in life, I think that we could probably say that they were okay. There's plenty of other folks out there that we could probably pick on a little bit easier. That's my opinion.
Okay, Bruce, I know, I understand your concern. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well yeah, I'm always comfortable reading Lewis. I have a lot of his books.
Right.
Here's a question. Just last week, I know you're not a ecologist or meteorologist, but the National Academy of Science and the Royal Academy in England, they came out last week, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, and said that global warming is right on track. It's just a kind of a blip this winter, even though it's so bitterly cold. Evidently, the heat is going into some new deep cycle into the ocean, and we can't observe it. What do you think of that?
Well, so here's the sort of the quandary, right? I mean, we could argue with people whether or not, we go back into the record and say, well, is it just the 100-year cycle that we're looking at? You know, what's the relationship to the sun and temperature record. There's so many different ways to do it. Here's my premise. My premise is, when does science stop being science and become an agenda? When does fact, because I am a recovering scientist, right, albeit in genetics, but when do we allow something to be used to manipulate other people. And I think that's where this book is trying to make a statement. Wait a minute, right? We've seen collectivist mindset before. We've seen where people have used things, something like healthcare, say, when the Nazis came to power, they used, data to say that, healthcare now needs to be owned and run by the state. And eventually what you have when power consolidates is the potential for great, great evil to be perpetrated, because now you have bureaucrats who can then say, this is the enemy, right? The enemy is the old person who's now a burden to the system, where the common good is now the enemy, these people are the enemy to the common good. So individuals become the enemy, whereas in Christianity, individuals are celebrated. You know, Christ came to reconcile all men to himself. So that's the weak, the infirmed, the healthy, the productive, the non-productive, the mentally challenged. When you have collectivists running things, taking bodies of, ecological data or global warming data and saying, now we're going to use that to, force people to live in certain ways. I think that just is full of potholes. And I think history shows this is where genocide happens. I mean, look at Stalin, look at Mao, look at Castro, all of, Hitler. All of these people were collectivists, right? And great millions of people died at their hands because they were collectivizing and mounting power in the hands of a very few. So I think that's where the real danger is.
Well, Bruce, you talk about, is global warming real and what about what's going on? Well, first of all, when we talk about global warming, I like to start out by saying, why do they call Greenland Greenland? You're this place up there, and like one great big block of ice up there, one big glacier. But, of course, back 1,000 years ago, in 1000 A.D., why Greenland was green. They actually grew grapes there. It was about half of Greenland was habitable, and people had their farms, and they were prosperous. And then it began getting colder, and basically the cold advanced further and further south, just like we're seeing today, until about 1300 or 1400. Why? Because people had to leave. Almost everybody had to leave Greenland, and by 1600, why? We had extremely cold weather throughout the Northern Hemisphere. And then, of course, things began to warm up. And they were gradually warming up, maybe a degree every 100 years, something like that. And we were having some degree of global warming suddenly back about 1970s, 1980s. But about 10 to 15 years ago, the global warming stopped, and we actually have not had global warming since then. And now we're starting into a phase of global cooling. How long this will last, we don't know, but certainly it's getting cold much more quickly than I would have anticipated. So basically, we go through cycles, and basically I think we have to understand that we seem to be in a cooling cycle. How long it'll last, we're just going to have to wait and see. But we do know certainly that Greenland at one time had grapevines, it had farms, and then it became very cold, and then it began to warm up again. But it still is a big block of ice up there in Greenland. It's got to get a lot warmer before it's anywhere close to where it was in the year 1000. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, all I know is that I've shoveled so much snow, I don't have anywhere to put it. I've had my sweater on more this winter than I have in the past. Right. The heating bill is way up, and I've been stuck in the snow 3 times. Had to have a wrecker pull me out. So.
Well, I think that we're going to be very interesting to see what happens in the coming years. I will tell you that I can never remember a time here in California where it's been so cold for such a long period of time. So anyway, God bless.
Thanks.
Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
That's okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, Todd. Well, we just got a few minutes more. Again, the book we're talking about is called Owned, O-W-N-E-D. Owned is the title of the book. The website is Ivan Lives, www.ivanlives.com. You can get the book there. You can get the book through Amazon. You can get it through other sources. It's a well worthwhile reading book, And I recommend it. I think you'll enjoy it. But even more so, we want to get it in the hands of non-Christians, because hopefully the message there, the underlying message, even though interwoven with a fast-moving adventure story, hopefully will touch people's lives. Go right ahead, Todd.
Yeah, and I think that you know, your caller had a great point, and that is that he said that the Royal Academy said that global warming was right on track. It's important to know that so much of the secular progressive left in the world now is so heavily invested in the environmental agenda that they simply can't back out of this. So that's why you see the transition from global warming to climate change. I think these people would love nothing more than to be able to start levying taxes through a world governance body like the UN, so that myself, yourself, the caller in Michigan, will now start to pay tax to further their agenda. David Horowitz has done tremendous work at the website discoverthenetworks.com to show the vast scale of the collusion that's going on. These people are in sync, and it's something that's just quite frightening to behold, how far down the line they are and how heavily invested they are. It needs to be resisted. It needs to be challenged, because I think that they're using data to perpetrate a very specific agenda, and it needs to be challenged.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we hope many of you will want to get David's book, Todd's book. We hope many of you will want to support Radio Liberty. We need to get the word out. You can help us. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like...
Lives.com. IvanLives.com. Go up on the website to wtoddpatterson.com. That's W. Todd Patterson. Just look that up on the internet. But the book is well worthwhile reading, well worthwhile circulating, and certainly we don't hesitate at all to recommend it to you. Now, basically, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to our programs to help us maintain our network of radio stations across America. We have, for this hour, we probably have four stations or five stations in Washington. We have six stations in the East Coast. We certainly are on Internet. You can get us on satellite for this hour. Other times, you can get us on telephone. You can get us certainly on the shortwave. In addition, the afternoon program, but it's all expensive. And so if you believe our message is important and you'd like to help us get it out, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we have a couple of great new DVD sets. Four CD sets. One of them is called Hitler Escaped. Hitler Escaped. Another one is called The Last Pope. The Last Pope, and of course, goes into our latest pope, who seems to feel that certainly all religions are good, even atheism's good, and we've all got to get along together, and is using the power of the papacy to push a one-world religion. Why would a pope be producing a one-world religion? And then, of course, they are investigating the satanic element, the pedophile element, the homosexual cliques at the highest level of the Vatican. And yet, of course, nothing seems much to be done. I mean, basically, one of the Sydney dioceses here in the United States is paying out over $1 billion because of sexual harassment, the Catholic churches having increasing problems because of the absolute corruption at the highest levels of their religion. But don't feel bad. Suddenly we have the same thing at the highest level of the Protestant church. I don't know how many of you know that Bob Jones University back in Greenville, South Carolina. Why? Because there's been apparently little cliques there that have been sexually molesting the students. The students have been told to be quiet. And now the information's coming out. Bob Jones University? I mean, the bulwark of conservative Christianity? And they have suddenly some sort of cells there that are being covered and involved in sexual molestation. And then we had Ted Haggard, who is head of the 30-million member National Association of Evangelical Christians, suddenly a dope-smoking homosexual. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil has infiltrated the hierarchy of both the Catholic and the Protestant Church. And if you want to understand how it all fits together, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So let me suggest this evening, you get Brotherhood of Darkness, The Last Pope, and suddenly Hitler Escaped, those four CD sets. You need to get this information. You have our permission to copy them and get them out, but certainly you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and understand there really are powerful spiritual forces in the world today, working at the very, very highest levels of the Protestant Church. So, we ask you, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly order the various four CD sets, The Last Pope and Hitler Escaped, by that number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free catalog, and if you'd like other material from Radio Liberty, call us. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be right back.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a song.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, the views of Lowell Ponte, who's certainly one of our favorite guests, is certainly a very articulate spokesman. He's written a number of books and will be writing a number of books more, trying to educate people about what's going on. And he and his associates are certainly actually giving away those books. I don't know whether you want to talk about that this evening, Lowell, but what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Oh, well, we can. And we can certainly invite people to get pencil and paper now for a book that will not cost them anything. We'll pay the postage. We'll even pay for the phone call to get it. We're just trying to arm people with information. How appropriate your opening song is tonight, Dr. Stan, with that introduction that says, "While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, as Russian troops continue to roll into Ukraine and into the Sevastopol region where my wife's ancestors came from." It's a stunning and amazing thing to see happening as our own Secretary of State and President shrug and say why they're using 19th century tactics in the 21st century. Did they not see what Hitler did? Did they not see what China did, taking Tibet and so on? Did they not see what the Soviet Union did, colonizing Eastern Europe? I mean, where have they been?
But I think there's much more to this, Lowell.
The Washington Post says they're living in a fantasy land. Well, because this is a liberal newspaper.
But there's more to this than we're saying. Basically, it was the CIA that's been over there drumming up certainly all the resistance and actually fomenting the revolution. I think this whole thing is staged. I think we're working hand in glove with the communists. I think we gave the communists the excuse to go in. I don't know why they're doing what we're doing, but basically we put $4 or $5 billion into fomenting the revolution suddenly in the Ukraine. And then, of course, it was just a week ago on for last Friday, when, of course, the Ukrainian police, well-organized and military, was fighting suddenly the rebels, and somebody gave an order that the police and the military were returned to their barracks and not to resist it, and we, whoever gave the order, told them to turn the Ukraine over to the rebels. And basically, that, of course, has led to a totally unstable situation. I mean, the rebels, they want to replace the current people in power with their own power. I don't understand what's going on over there. I share your concern, but I can tell you one thing, and that nothing as it appears to be. Somebody gave the order to withdraw the troops, because otherwise the people never could have taken control. And once the people took control, then the Russians could justify moving in. I think we're moving into a very difficult and very dangerous period. I wish I understood what was going on.
Well, from an objective point of view, obviously, 60% of the people in Crimea are Russian-speaking. Many of them moved in from the era of Stalin onward. The Soviet military was already there in the form of their navy. That was their great year-round warm water seaport. So, in a sense, Russia was invading Russia, if you want to view it that way. The Tatars and some other indigenous peoples there certainly are being oppressed with formal Russian occupation. But it is not as big a change as people might think.
Well, whatever it is, certainly, I'm not sure, but certainly, why, of course, our leaders are sounding very impotent. The Russians are moving in. We're talking about bringing all sorts of sanctions against them. Are we going to cut off trade with Russia? I mean, who is funding Russia? We're funding Russia. I mean, Europe is totally dependent upon natural gas coming from Russia. They can't stop buying that. We're moving into, I think, a very dangerous and difficult period.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. To pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Lola simply saying that some Russians are saying, well, you know, we never sold Alaska to the United States. We just leased it to them for 99 years. And then, of course, there are other people who point out that Russia owned a lot of land in California, around Fort Ross in Northern California. And, well, is that really sold, or was that just leased for 99 years? Anyway, it's interesting.
A profound question. But right. What fascinates us is, if Russia were to retake Fort Ross, that would probably move Northern California politically to the right rather than to the left, given where San Francisco and Santa Cruz are ideologically.
Okay, well, you go right ahead, Lord.
So the immediate column I've written as a jumping off point is called Smart Guns, a Dumb Idea, at Newsmax.com, the theme of which I opened with: imagine that our troops are in Afghanistan when suddenly, across a rocky field, Islamist terrorist fighters begin charging straight toward us, pulling out machetes, firing their guns, and our troops raise their rifles and pistols to stop this charge. They pull their triggers, but nothing happens. It's as if all their guns have been disabled at once. The same thing could now happen, potentially, to our border patrol. It could be confronting a Mexican drug gang, heavily armed, suddenly to find that when they tried to shoot back, their guns also had suddenly become inoperative.
You're talking about this new technique that they're going to have where, of course, the gun will only be operable by one individual, and then, of course, it electronically, and of course, they can always change that. Basically, of course, they put electronics on our guns, they can certainly neutralize them, is what you're suggesting. Is that correct?
Absolutely. These are called smart guns because they have a computer chip in them. The gun has its own little brain. which may sound terribly useful if you're thinking and saying, well, this means a youngster cannot steal his parents' firearms and take them to school and carry out mayhem. This means a criminal cannot pull the gun out of a hand of a policeman and then use it to shoot the policeman. But, in fact, even that is dubious. The other side of that good part, of course, is that if you need to defend yourself, you may grab the gun that is in your nightstand, pull it out, and then find that since you've done nothing with it for years, the battery has gone dead. Without the battery, the computer chip will not work. Without the computer chip, the gun cannot be fired. Or that your finger is dirty or smeared with something, something you've been eating or putting on a skin cream or whatever. The gun does not read your fingerprint. It will not fire. You are off on a business trip, and your spouse suddenly hears a burglar in the house, picks up the gun that is programmed only for you to fire, and then discovers that she cannot use it to defend herself, that she cannot fire that gun. These are the kind of downsides of having a smart gun.
But because this whole idea of smart guns, basically the last thing we want is more electronics in our weapons. We want simple weapons that can be used to defend ourselves. And when you start getting into electronic weapons, you never know what's going to happen, and you never know what the electronics may really be. They could actually certainly program the guns so that they could actually turn off all the guns so nobody would be able to defend themselves. We don't know, and we can't trust them.
And absolutely, and this is, see, I have written for many years a simple theme, and that is whenever we're told that, oh, as Bill Clinton so often did, you people are not really in danger. You don't need guns to defend yourself. Therefore, we're going to take away your firearms. I find myself saying, if you wish to persuade us of that, Mr. President, then lead by example. Begin by disarming the Secret Service contingent around you that has automatic weapons and indeed submachine guns hidden under their coats that have the ability to, if need be, kill thousands of people should a mob try to attack you. Americans have no idea how much firepower travels immediately around the president. So, Mr. President, if you wish to persuade us that guns are not needed for personal self-defense, disarm your Secret Service unit. Lead by example. And now I would say, Mr. President, why don't you adopt only smart guns to be in the hands of your Secret Service protectors. They may be turned off by a drug gang or a foreign power, or God only knows what other agents could be operating. But this will mean that you cannot be assured that they'll be able to defend you either, Mr. President. We'd be on a much more level playing field in that kind of discussion. I, of course, don't want the president to be harmed. I'm appalled by the hypocrisy of politicians who have a small army protecting them when they appear in public, and during their appearance they talk about how the rest of us don't need to have guns. Now, you would remember too, Dr. Stan, that in this day and age, we are told over and over by liberals, you can't demand a photo ID to vote. Why, that would put an onerous burden on the poor. Even though the government will happily give them for free a photo ID, they don't have to pay anything for it. But no, it's too much of a burden. It's too much like the old poll tax, they will tell you. Well, if that's the case, here's why this has become an issue right now. And that is, in 2002, the state of New Jersey passed a law. It's just been a law laying there, dormant in their legislation. But that law provides that 3 years after the first working smart gun is sold in the United States, smart guns will be the only gun you can buy in New Jersey. A gun store can no longer sell a dumb gun. Well, it turns out that a few weeks ago, the first smart gun was sold in California. And if you think that a voter ID is onerous, consider this. That first smart gun was a .22 caliber pistol. It's put out by Armatrix. It's called the IP-1 .22 caliber smart pistol. That gun cost $1,400. And for you to be able to fire it, you also have to be wearing an accompanying adjacent wristwatch. And the wristwatch costs another $400. So to have this smart gun will cost you, and this is not a big smart gun, this is a 22 caliber pistol with only a few bullets in it. It will cost you $1,800.
Well, I wonder that, how many they're going to sell. I don't think they're going to sell very many.
You see, in the old days of racism, the idea was we charge a poll tax, and therefore only people with enough spare money to be able to pay the poll tax will be able to vote. And therefore, we eliminate a lot of poor people who can't or won't pay the poll tax because it's so onerous. Well, now, if you put an $1,800, we'll be able, at the push of a button, to turn off your gun. You will think you're armed. You will raise your gun to defend yourself, only to find that it doesn't work. And the reason is they've just turned off the chip inside it at a distance, which you can do with a degaussing cannon. You can do with an EMP generator. You can do with all kinds of gadgets. Of course, the presumption is the government, unless it requires local police, unless it requires soldiers, unless it requires the Border Patrol to have smart guns too, they'll still have the old dumb guns that cannot be turned off at a distance. God help us if they ever are given such guns.
Well, let's hope and pray that this stupid idea will be negated. Your job and my job is to get the people educated and understand that really there is a fascist element out there that want to be able to disarm the people and are using this to circumvent the Second Amendment.
Well, and this, of course, is why I write the column, because not everyone has stopped to realize that smart guns can be turned off at a distance, that the government could literally disarm the whole people in a city, for example, by pushing the right kind of button to create the right kind of electrical field around them. Now, there's a parallel topic that I find equally fascinating, and that is Eric Holder, our attorney general, has begun making a huge crusade, and we may have discussed this a bit before, of providing votes for felons, of saying that in the various states where they restrict voting rights for people who have committed felonies, even after they're out of prison, and why not? Because, after all, they were willing egregiously to break our laws in a felonious way. Why should they have a voice then in making our laws if they've done that? Eric Holder realizes that there are something like 5.1 million people who legally cannot vote in the U.S. because they have spent time in prison for committing a felony. And the implication of that is rather striking when you find that scientists at various universities have studied these people and found that if they could vote, 70 to 85% of them would vote Democratic. In fact, we almost, in the year 2000, got Al Gore elected president because 5,000 felons voted illegally in Florida. And presumably 70 to 85% of them cast their votes for Al Gore. So he came within a few hundred votes of being elected. If all the felons who were denied the right to vote in Florida in 2000 had been able to vote or had bothered to break the law and do so, Al Gore would have become president. And the implication of that, do you really want a president or a member of Congress who owes his or her election to the margin given by the votes of felons? Do you want to live in a felonocracy?
Interesting thing to conjecture. Our guest is Lowell Ponte, who is talking about some recent articles he's written about some of the incredible things going on in our society. If you look at what's going on logically, it doesn't make sense. If you look at it from the point of view of insanity, why, of course, we're being destroyed from within.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Lowell is simply talking about what's going on as far as the voting process is working, and basically how many times they will come up with all sorts of programs that just are not true. And they wanted, of course, to point out the fact that the danger of guns and children, and the number of children that are killed. And basically, of course, they consider children up to 22 years of age. And, of course, the vast majority of the young people who were killed were between 17 and 22. They were killed in drug wars. But, of course, they wanted to use that, saying, look at all the children that are dying of guns. We've just got to restrict guns. Because look at all the children who are dying. And yet, of course, they were considering up to age 22. Statistics don't lie, but I mean, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they know how to manipulate suddenly our emotions. I mean, aren't you concerned about all those children dying from guns? And basically, if they don't know what age they're talking about, why this city is frightening statistics? But when you understand that suddenly they're talking about a lot of teenagers and children up to 22 years of age dying in drug wars, why it's not the guns that are doing it, it's the drugs. Why don't we just simply be realistic? Everything is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. They know how to manipulate us. They know how to manipulate our emotions. And they even have divisions in the White House and where they train people how to lie and how to come up with statistics that are totally erroneous and false, but play on the emotions of the American people. Lowell, Go right ahead.
Well, indeed, how to frame issues so that you really have very limited choices. One of the most powerful pieces of education I ever received, Dr. Stan, back when I was 17, for whatever harebrained idea, I thought it would be interesting to try selling encyclopedias door to door one summer. Now, I never did sell a one because there was always a voice in my head saying, Lowell, you've been given the power to persuade, but it is not to be used for this. But that was the most wonderful education, looking back on it, that I received better than anything I got in any one college classroom in my life. Because what they taught us as children learning to sell door-to-door, they taught you all the little hidden techniques of high-pressure selling. How to manipulate people to get them to sign on the dotted line. And it was remarkable. I mean, the beauty of it is it immunized me for life. You know, when anyone tries to use such a technique on me, I just turn them off at that moment. I'm not affected by it, but most people have not had that training. They don't even know they're being manipulated. So what are these techniques? Well, the one that sticks most in my mind, and this is a major rule of high-pressure selling, never give the mark, and by the way, they call them the mark, not the customer, the person you are conning with this technique, never give them a question that can be answered with the word no. It is always a question like, do you prefer the red binding or the blue binding on this encyclopedia? Well, whichever one you choose, you've bought the encyclopedia. And so everything is directed toward pushing the sale, and this is exactly how the Democrats operate today. They manipulate relentlessly in the direction of agreeing to more socialism by whatever method. Now, what I find fascinating about Eric Holder and his technique here, he would say to you, these people who have been convicted of felonies, often because of racism and other unfair factors, they've paid their debt to society. By the way, in the case of some Democrat states, until recently, for example, in Massachusetts, you didn't have to have paid your debt. You were allowed to vote while you were in prison. In fact, Democratic candidates would campaign for votes in prison. Republicans wouldn't, because almost all the felons in prison would tend to vote Democrat. So there was no point. And why would they? I mean, what would it be like if your congressman had been elected by a vote margin made up of felons, so that was the vote he was pandering to? Those were the people he was representing in Congress when he offered legislation or when he voted on other laws. Why, we'd probably have a society, Dr. Stan, in which money was taken away from the honest, hardworking, productive people and then just given, split up among the people who are just takers. Oh, wait. That's what we have already, isn't it? We may already have a felonocracy in our government because we now have only 101 million people who have full-time jobs, but we have 108 million people who are on welfare. When John F. Kennedy was president, more than half of every tax dollar went for national defense. Today, two-thirds of every tax dollar go for transfer payments, which simply means taking money out of Dr. Stan's pocket so it can be put in the pocket of someone else politicians consider more worthy than you of having the fruits of your labor.
We call them entitlements. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a place for charity. There's no title. No place for entitlements in a free society, only in a fascist society. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927.
800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Lowell Ponte. He's simply saying that there's a definite effort on the part of the politicians to allow suddenly convicted felons to have the right to vote. And of course, certainly because they paid the debt to society. And of course, Lowell's point is, well, then let's let them have the right to keep and bear arms as well. After all, they've kept their vote, they paid their debt to society. Let's let all the felons have weapons. And of course, nobody's going to go along with that, certainly, because the elite, the Democrats don't want the people to have weapons. The last thing they want, in fact, they want to disarm the public. And of course, Lowell brought out this whole issue of Fast and Furious. It was a program by which certainly the gun owners were required or were told that they should sell guns to drug dealers that can be taken across the border to engage in the drug wars there. And the gun dealers didn't want to, but they were ordered to do that. And the reason that they wanted to do that, of course, was because then they wanted to say, look at see all these people there in Mexico getting these illegal guns, why we need more of restrictions on gun sales and what we need to do is restrict gun sales here in America. Well, of course, the whole thing blew up in their face because the guns that the gun dealers didn't want to sell but were forced to sell to the drug dealers, some of them ended up killing people. They've killed a lot of people in Mexico, but they killed some Americans and some American people working for our Border Patrol. And when the whole story blew up, then, of course, the Democrats looked very, very foolish. Why were they encouraging the gun dealers to sell guns to known convicts and known criminals in Mexico? Well, that was certainly the Fast and Furious program. Our guest, of course, is Lowell Ponte. And Lowell, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can certainly get the free books that you offer, how they can get to your website and read your articles that appear regularly on the Internet. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, if they'd like to contact me, my website is Radio Right. Not my website, my email. RadioWright, RadioWright @AOL.com. So that's very simple. The book you can look at the website greatwithdrawal.com, or just contact us and we will give you a copy. Why do we do this? Because my co-author, Craig Smith, frankly, is an ultra-successful businessman. He doesn't need the money from selling books. What he does want is to help bring back the Republic and save our nation and Constitution to make a better world for his children and grandchildren and for yours. So this is our little Blues Brothers mission from God to try to save the American Republic. We arm you with information. We give you a survival guide in each of these books. This is the fourth book in a 12-book series we're doing to arm people with information. And so we'll pay for the book, which costs $20 at the bookstore. We'll pay. This is a 250-page book. This is not a pamphlet. It is jammed with well-documented information that will boggle your mind. It will even show you where to find and see the videotape on your computer of Eric Holder talking about his plan to brainwash people about guns back in 1995. Just full of wonderful information like that. It will even show you where the name Dixie came from. But anyway, this book, we'll pay the postage. We'll even pay for the phone call to get it. It's a toll-free call to 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. Or as we like to say, it's a little like Columbus, but it isn't quite 1492. It's 800-630-1494. And God willing, before the end of the show, we'll give you that number again if you hadn't gotten paper and pencil. But you can remember it, 800-630-1494 instead of 1492, like Columbus. And you will remember. And once you have this information, you realize just how desperate the progressives who have ruled us for 100 years now have become. That they now must use more and more brute force. They must use the IRS to intimidate and threaten people. They must use all kinds of tactics to silence people who are questioning what they're doing. They've basically taxed as much as they dare. They have virtually pushed our country into bankruptcy already. No wonder unemployment is as desperate as it is in America today. We're at least as bad as in the era of Jimmy Carter. And so they're not going to hold on that much longer if we are willing to fight back. And they're going for centralized power. The American people are going for the decentralized power of the Internet, where everybody can be a newspaper, of 3D printing, where you can print things like your own gun in your own home. And it's very hard for them to restrict that. It is an age of tremendous new opportunities for freedom that do give us an opening to bring back the American Republic when people were big and government was small and we had individual freedom and responsibility and we had honest money that was not run off a printing press in Washington, D.C. and hence devalued every day. Oh, and we are, by the way, working on a white paper that will be out very, very soon, the next week or two, Dr. Stan, and that is, we are coming up on the anniversary at the middle of this month of what happened in Cyprus a year ago when people woke up one morning to find that their banks were locked, their ATM accounts were inaccessible, and that the government was confiscating money from everyone's bank account. This, unfortunately, is a policy that the United States government has also adopted. The European Union has adopted. Our own FDIC that supposedly insures your bank account agreed to in a joint memo with the Bank of England. It's based on the principle that when you open a bank account, as we've discussed on here before, it really is no longer your money, that you have turned your savings into an unsecured asset in the hands of the bank. And all they've given you is an IOU. And if they go broke, that IOU is worthless. You will not necessarily have any way ever to get your money back. Of course, the FDIC is insuring our bank accounts, we're told, but they only have $33 billion worth of immediate assets to do it. If they strained every government promise made to them, they might be able to scrape together $500 billion to cover bank accounts. Sounds like a lot. Trouble is, they have more than $7 trillion worth of bank accounts to cover, meaning basically the FDIC is insuring $1 out of every 14 in insured bank accounts today. and it has no ability to insure more than that. So you're not really insured, and you are losing money every day that your money is in a bank account, because they're deliberately holding the interest rate close to zero. The bank isn't really paying you anything, and yet your money is at risk.
And basically, the other thing is, of course, we have inflation, and inflation is lying about the inflation. They're saying it's only 1 or 2%, whereas look and see what's happening to the price of food. You're already talking 68%. So basically, you're going behind. You're actually losing by having your money in the bank, even getting a 1% or something. Go right ahead.
You understand these things so well, Dr. Stan. It's an honor to talk and listen to. And that is the challenge. They are literally taxing you by devaluing your money. They're using inflation as a form of taxation. And they're either going to make you lose money by staying in the bank. And by the way, you may have noticed several banks now have begun saying, if you walk into the bank and say, I'd like to withdraw my whole account, or I'd like to withdraw $10,000 to pay my mother what I owe her, they'll look at you very often. This even happened to one of my co-author's dearest friends. She went into the bank and said, I need to withdraw $25,000, and they just refused to do it. They said, we don't have to give you that kind of money right now. You know, if you want $100, we can give you that. But you see, they practice a thing called fractional reserve banking, which means they take in all these deposits from people. Those deposits technically become the bank's money, and then the bank lends it out for interest. It charges people who want to buy homes or start businesses or whatever. And therefore, the bank, if everyone came in and said, I want my money back all at once, what's called a run on the bank doesn't have the money. It's all been lent out. And by the way, their lending that money out also has the effect, just like the Federal Reserve and the Treasury printing more money, has the effect of generating money out of thin air. And then they come to you and they say, oh, you borrowed money. Well, then you'll have to pay that back with whatever the percent of interest is. Let's say they're very generous and they've lent you money and you only have to pay back 5% interest. That means you have to pay back 100% of all the dollars they lent you plus another 5% on top of that. But that other 5% may not actually exist in the money supply. You see what I mean? So therefore, you always have to pay back more than was in the system originally. But when I say you, I mean the country as a whole winds up having to pay back more in principal and interest than was lent in the first place. And as a result, money just keeps multiplying in terms of number of dollars in the society. That's part of the reason the government is always printing more money. But the real reason it's doing that is government never goes broke. Government can make you and me go broke by how it taxes us. But the government itself owns the printing press. It can always print all the money it wants, and it has the legal authority to declare what it prints legal tender. You know that little note printed on your dollar bill that says this note is legal tender that must be accepted as payment for all debts, public and private? In other words, if you issue it, you can pay your taxes in legal tender and basically nothing else, which is another reason they're able to force you to use their kind of money. That's the only money they will accept as payment for their heavy taxes. They also have the ability, as long as people are denominating their debts and property in dollars, to make the dollar a payable medium. And so they can just print all the dollars they want. It may destroy the value of your life savings. It will destroy, in fact, the value of your savings, even if the government doesn't know you have them. This is one of the reasons government loves using inflation as its main tax, because there are out there drug dealers and others who operate in the black market and who never report their income to the IRS. There are people out there who put in cabinets for their next-door neighbor and are paid under the table in cash for it. And they say, isn't this wonderful? I don't have to pay any taxes. Ha, ha, ha. My friends, it doesn't matter. That money that you have hidden, that you never told the IRS about, in that safe under the floor, in your back closet, under the carpet, that you think nobody knows about. It doesn't matter. When the government prints more money, that devalues every dollar in your safe. That makes your dollars have less and less and less purchasing power. That's a tax. And they can tax you whether they know you have the money or not. They just tax everybody's money. Well, they keep printing more for themselves. It's a fabulous scam for the government.
It certainly is. Okay, well, one more time now, Lowell. I want you to get your website out, and certainly I want to get your email address so people know how to get in touch with you.
Sure. My email, RadioWright, RadioWright, as in, how does Lowell Ponte do radio? He does radio right. RadioWright at AOL, America Online, AOL.com. And if you'd like to get the book absolutely free and postpaid, just call our toll-free number. This will literally not cost you a thing. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay everything. We just want to put power back in the hands of the people, and this book will empower you, and it will show you how to survive and hide from a lot of the scams that the government now plays on so many of us. The toll-free number to get the book is 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. Or as I said before, think of Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492. That number is just two digits off. 800-630-1494. And when you get the phone device on the other end of that, just leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. We'll find out if you'd rather have a Kindle edition, an electronic edition of the book, or a paper edition, and so on. And this way, we'll be able to contact you when the next eight books in our series come out. We'll put at least one a year out in our series. And this way, you can know about the next ones coming out.
Is your partner back? Is Craig back? I understand he was off for a while, wasn't available for doing programs. Is he back again?
Well, he's been very busy. He does appear typically on Neil Cavuto's Fox shows once a week. But generally, he does not do a lot of shows right now.
All right, fine. Okay, go right ahead.
I would love to recruit him back. I know he's a great fan of yours, Dr. Stan. So we may be able to persuade him to come on your show.
Well, you see if you can. Let me know if you do, okay?
Okay, but yes, we're just trying to explain these incredibly complicated, involuted games that the government plays through fractional reserve banking, through the use of inflation, through ways of manipulating people. For example, to understand one of the things we get into in this book, the Plains Indians in the United States apparently for a long time hunted buffalo in a dangerous way, trying to shoot them with bows and arrows. Obviously, many of them died doing that, riding up close to buffaloes in the buffalo herd. And then one day it dawned on them, there's an easier way to do this. There's a cliff over there. There's a herd of buffalo here. All we need to do is get the buffalo stampeding, get them blinded by their own dust as they churn up the ground, get them frightened and panicked and running, and then we just trick them into running off the cliff. And voila, in 15 minutes, you have a year's worth of meat as the buffalo die at the bottom of that cliff. It's not terribly environmental, as we'd like to say. It kills the baby buffaloes and the mother buffaloes and so on. But it certainly is effective in killing the buffalo off. And this is how politicians treat us now. They create these artificial panics in order to stampede us. They will say, oh, my God, there's a deadline. If we haven't resolved this by noon tomorrow, the world ends. And who set that deadline? Oh, they did. Could they change it? Of course. But they create these artificial panics as a way of stampeding you and me into doing things we otherwise would recognize are insane. That's how politics is done nowadays.
Well, go right ahead. This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Lowell Potty. And basically, it's vitally important that you understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. There's a well-organized group of people out there who want to enslave all of mankind. They hold the reins of government. They control the banking system. They control the media. But we have right on our side. Help us expose them.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Good night. Talk to me real soon.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed Lowell Potty, certainly always one of our favorite guests, has always something worthwhile to say. But he's absolutely right. There's a small group of people who control our government. He calls them progressives. Call them what you will. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you want to understand them, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do carry Professor Quigley's wonderful books. He was a leading college professor at Sydney during the last century. He taught at Sydney at at Princeton. He taught at Princeton, Georgetown University, Yale. But basically, of course, he was an outstanding professor. And but he came across this secret society, and he actually exposed this in a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. He wrote another book entitled the Anglo-American establishment. He wrote it in 1949, but he could never get that published during his lifetime because the people who control the publishing business don't want the American people to know the truth. Well, the book is available. We carry the Anglo-American establishment. We carry certainly Tragedy and Hope. And we have a wonderful 4-CD set. And 2 hours of that are an interview with Professor Quigley, where he talks about the secret society that rules the world. You'll certainly want to get that 4-CD set on the secret societies. Pardon me, on the secret government. We have a 4-tape set on secret societies, too. But you want to get the 4-tape set on secret government because it includes the interview with Professor Carol Quigley. These are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, certainly if you've never seen my interview with Norman Dodd, why you need to get that, we actually have another DVD, my interview with Ambassador Earl C. Smith. It's called The World Revolution. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the DVD, the interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations. You'll want to get the DVD, World Revolution, my interview with Norman Dodd. We do have an interview with General Lou Walt, four-star Marine General, a Marine General speaks. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to have this information. You need to help it get it out. Cindy, if it's something that I have produced, you have our permission to copy the DVDs and circulate them as long as you're not doing it for money or if you want to get your expenses back. But the important thing is to get the information out. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Now, if you're in a position to actually help Radio Liberty finance what we do, maintain our network of radio stations across America, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day, 5 days a week. And it's an expensive proposition, and we could certainly use your help and support. So again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. But of course, understand we were involved in a spiritual battle. Because behind these people who run the world today are powerful supernatural forces, not imaginary, very real. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have so much other material, but we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Because remember, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow night at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. I do hope you had a good weekend. I hope you weren't glued to the television watching what's happening.